I didn't tell my two companions about this new danger. There was no point in dampening the energy they were putting into our arduous rescue work. But when I returned on board, I mentioned this serious complication to Captain Nemo. "I know," he told me, in that calm tone the most dreadful outlook couldn't change. "It's one more danger, but I don't know any way of warding it off. Our sole chance of salvation is to work faster than the water solidifies. We've got to get there first, that's all." Get there first. By then I should have been used to this type of talk. For several hours that day I wielded my pick doggedly. The work kept me going. Besides, working meant leaving the Nautilus, which meant breathing the clean oxygen drawn from the air tanks and supplied by our equipment, which meant leaving the thin, foul air behind. Near evening, one more meter had been dug from the trench. When I returned on board, I was well nigh asphyxiated by the carbon dioxide saturating the air. Oh, if only we had the chemical methods that would enable us to drive out this noxious gas! There was no lack of oxygen. All this water contained a considerable amount, and after it was decomposed by our powerful batteries, this life-giving elastic fluid could have been restored to us. I had thought it all out, but to no avail, because the carbon dioxide produced by our breathing permeated every part of the ship. To absorb it, we would need to fill containers with potassium hydroxide and shake them continually. But this substance was missing on board, and nothing else could replace it. That evening, Captain Nemo was forced to open the spigots of his air tanks and shoot a few spouts of fresh oxygen through the Nautilus's interior. Without this precaution, we wouldn't have awakened the following morning. The next day, March 26, I returned to my miner's trade, working to remove the fifth meter. The ice banks, side walls, and underbelly had visibly thickened. Obviously, they would come together before the Nautilus could break free. For an instant, I was gripped by despair. My pick nearly slipped from my hands. What was the point of this digging if I was to die, smothered and crushed by this water turning to stone, a torture undreamed of by even the wildest savages? I felt like I was lying in the jaws of a fearsome monster, jaws irresistibly closing. Supervising our work, working himself, Captain Nemo passed near me just then. I touched him with my hand and pointed to the walls of our prison. The starboard wall had moved forward to a point less than 4 meters from the Nautilus's hull.